not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time.
Views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Cedric Lewis. I just really want to thank everybody for listening, tuning in today, listening to Robert Holm, Mr. Holm. Just want to thank them and support. Make sure you support these young youth today on Ramps to Career Success. This is really a great organization helping out the individuals and youth. So make sure you check out his website onramps2careers.org. Or reach out to him and give him a call. Just also want to say thank you to Inez for giving me the opportunity to be here today and talk to the youth. Hopefully, she's feeling better. She'll be able to make it in next week. And just want to wish everybody out there happy Easter. And just enjoy your family. Have a time to get a chance to go out. Whatever you celebrate this weekend, just be kind to each other and enjoy this weekend and get out and just have some fun. So. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Cedric Lewis at News Talk Radio, WOLAM. Thanks a lot. Have a great day, everybody.
News Talk 1450 WOLAM, where information is power.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college. This is beyond a simple donation. It's the opportunity for America to invest in its kids and take an active stake in the future of the country. The return on your investment isn't money. What you get back is knowing you protected our potential. So one day, that potential can grow up to become surgeons and architects, executives and engineers, people who can change the future just by being a part of it. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
1450 WOL, Washington, D.C., and WPRS HD2, Waldorf, Washington, a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with Brie? But everybody likes Brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
...is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Okay. Good morning. Welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I'm your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell. Welcome to all who are listening live over Radio 1, Station 1450 AM, WLDCnews.com, and LawTalkWithEthelMitchell.com. We have an outstanding program for you today. As we all know, the tax deadline is just around the corner. And I know some of my listeners are still trying to get it together, to get things prepared. I may have a few questions. So we have a real expert in the studio today for you. We have Attorney Michelle Hallman, and I want you to call in and ask her your questions.
Yes.
Okay, so 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. This program is brought to you by my law office, Wills and Trust, LLC, where I prepare wills, trust, power of attorneys, and advanced medical directives. So if you or someone you know needs a will, a trust, or assistance administering an estate, give me a call at 202-772-1988. That's 202-772-1988. I also do presentations for churches and schools. So if you want me to do something like that, I did one for Coppin State Thursday. Yeah,
Thursday.
Thursday evening for their alumni. Please let me know, because I'm really committed to people knowing this information and at least having the access to getting the legal work done that needs to be done to protect you and protect yourselves and your families. Law is powerful. It can help you or it can hurt you. It impacts everything you do. What you don't know can hurt you, and what you do know can empower you. So each week, Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell aims to empower you by bringing you professionals who know the law to enlighten you and inform you. But remember, what you hear on this program is for information purposes only. No attorney-client relationship is established by anything said on this program. Each person's circumstances are different, and you must seek individual counsel for any situation for which you need legal advice. If you missed a program, go to lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com, where all of the programs are archived. My executive producer, Stacey Worster, is standing by to receive your phone calls, and we really want some phone calls today, you know. So that's 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. Let's get started. Michelle Hallman is a tax attorney with over 20 years of experience handling tax preparation, tax and financial planning, and tax controversy matters. Attorney Hallman is a principal in Taxology, LLC, a tax and law firm serving the D.C. metropolitan area. That firm represents individuals and businesses before the IRS and the United States Tax Court. Ms. Hallman graduated with honors from Tulane University Law School in New Orleans, Louisiana, and is a member of the Bar of Louisiana and the District of Columbia. She is admitted to practice before the Internal Revenue Service and the United States Tax Court. She is a member of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, National Association of Tax Preparers, and the National Society of Accountants. She has experience in handling civil tax audits and criminal tax matters, including tax evasion and tax return preparer fraud. She has represented individuals, businesses, business owners, tax return preparers, and trust beneficiaries in all matters of tax controversy. You're a bad girl. That's great. Ah. Attorney Hallman has worked as a litigator and a labor negotiator for the District of Columbia government and has also worked as a trust attorney for Fortune 50 financial services companies such as Citicorp, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America. In those positions within the private bank, she advised high net worth individuals with investable assets between $5 million to $70 million and devised sophisticated tax mitigation strategies designed to preserve their generational wealth. During tax season, Ms. Hallman volunteers with our IRS-administered Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA, which offers free tax help to people who make $53,000 or less, persons with disabilities, the elderly and limited English-speaking taxpayers who need assistance in preparing their own tax returns. Welcome and thank you for joining.
So if you're looking for a job in the same line of work that you're, or you were formerly in or you are currently in, you can take job search deductions. That would be the cost of your resume. If you've used an outplacement service and they actually charge a fee, you can deduct that. Or suppose the job is in California and you live here on the East Coast and you have to fly out there. Maybe you have to have a hotel room to stay overnight. You can deduct that expense as a job.
Very good.
A job search expense. A lot of people don't take that.
With so many people looking for work, that could be a big one.
Yeah. You have to itemize your deductions in order to do that.
But still,
it could
probably worth it.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're going back and forth and you're deciding maybe you want to relocate from the East Coast to the West Coast, that could add up to a princely sum of money that could be deducted on your taxes.
Very good. Yeah. What about if you use a, a search firm? Are those expenses deductible also?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
If they charge you a fee, and there are some placement agencies that still do that, then you are able to take that as a deduction.
On your tax returns. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What other kinds of deductions that are often overlooked or misunderstood?
I have often had people come to me and say, my grandmother, my grandfather, my mother, or my sister gamble a lot. They win a lot, and then they lose a lot. What can we do about that? I think sometimes they're really just talking about the gambling problem, but you can actually take your gambling losses to your gambling winnings.
Okay, so that's a good deduction.
Yeah, so for example.
Okay, hold on just a moment, Michelle. We have a caller. Yes, okay. Daryl, put them through, please. Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I have questions for the tax attorney.
Okay, all right.
Go right ahead.
Okay. I had a wife pass away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
was wondering what the tax consequences were between annuities, insurance, beneficiaries, investments, and retirement accounts.
You mean retirement accounts that you benefited from her when she passed away?
I benefited from all four.
Okay, Michelle.
Okay, and Anthony, you can jump in here too.
I know a little bit, but you're the expert today. You answer that one. Okay. I can help you, but she really knows.
Well, first I have to say this: every tax situation is different. So, for the items that you've listed, more than likely your wife named a beneficiary, especially if it's the IRA, and then also for her. I think you said she has stock accounts and then an annuity. Those accounts.
Annuity and insurance beneficiaries.
Yes.
Do I pay taxes on any of those?
On the insurance, you do not. On the IRA, that's a little complicated, and I can take that offline and answer the question specifically. And for the rest of it, I think you probably do. And you will get a form from the IRA, the trustee, and it'll tell you how much is a tax if you take a deduction.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
does that kind of answer? You gave me a mixed bag of things there, so I didn't know which. you got a lot of moving pieces there, so there was no one right answer because you have a lot of things going on.
Well, she was a busy lady.
She was.
For sure. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's all for now. The only thing I really don't pay taxes on is the insurance benefits.
Oh, yes, you get that free and clear.
And that's because it came to you as her spouse. I want to make that distinction for listeners who may think that if you are her child, for example, there might be an estate tax when beneficiaries are not the spouse. There is an unlimited marital deduction that you get when it goes from yourself to your spouse. If, however, it is over $1.5 million, her total estate with the value of everything, her home, retirement, and life insurance, is over a certain amount in whatever state it is that has the exemption amount. If it's over that and it's not going to the spouse, there might be a one-time estate tax liability. So I just wanted to say that so other listeners thinking, well, okay, if I get life insurance, there may not be a tax.
Right.
But there might be. There might be.
Okay. Unfortunately, it's not $1.5 million.
Well, you'd be surprised. But if you're the spouse, you don't have to worry about it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody else might though. We've got to take a break, and we'll be right back. And Michelle will be giving us some more good information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for that question, caller. Thank you. And others, please do call in.
1450 WOL. Where information is power.
For the best in soul food, it's Levi's Barbecue, featuring their lunch specials Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Salisbury steak, liver and onions, meatloaf, chicken, and filet of fish. And you can choose any lunch special you like. Generous portions to satisfy the heartiest appetite. When you think of soul food, think Levi's Barbecue, located at 6201 Livingston Road in Oxon Hill. For more information, call 301-567-0050 or log on to levisbbq.com.
Are you looking for a red hot DJ that plays all of your favorite dance tunes? Well, look no further than Mr. High's Oldies and Classic R&B, where it's all about you. Professional services for birthday celebrations, anniversaries, family reunions, private parties, wedding receptions. Over 40,000 songs are available. Mr. High's Oldies and Classic R&B. Call 301-520-8223 or send him an email at mrhigh222@aol.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures. A stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college. This is beyond a simple donation. It's the opportunity for America to invest in its kids and take an active stake in the future of the country. The return on your investment isn't money. What you get back is knowing you protected our potential. So one day, that potential can grow up to become surgeons and architects, executives and engineers, people who can change the future just by being a part of it. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website, equityresource.net.
WOL Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMNJ HD2 Bethesda, a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I'm your host, Ethel Mitchell, and we have with us Attorney Michelle Hallman, who is our tax expert. We are asking her questions about what are some common deductions that are often overlooked. Are there any other particular ones that people often overlook, Michelle, and then we'll move on?
Casualty and theft losses.
Okay, what is that in layman's terms?
In layman's terms, you can typically file that form, and I forget what the form is offhand, when you've had a theft from your house or a theft from your vehicle, and it's not covered by insurance.
Oh, that's good to know.
So,
yeah.
You know, and so a couple of years ago, there was a big flood in College Park, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And so I had a couple of clients who had a lot of stuff in their basement. They had 4 feet of water.
Yeah.
And they lost a lot of items.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance only covered part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they still had a lot of losses.
Losses,
they could take on their tax returns.
They could take on their tax returns. That's
right.
Good to know. That's good to know. Okay. Why should someone use a professional tax preparer rather than something like TurboTax?
Well, Ethel, I'm so glad you asked me that
question. Yes, yes.
Back in 2008, H&R Block did a wonderful commercial where they had a husband and wife sitting around the dining room table, and the husband says to the wife, "Honey, guess what? We're going to be audited." And the wife says, "Really? I can't believe that's going to happen." And so she said, "Well, let's go and talk to the people." And then he looks at her and she says, "Oh, that's right. We didn't use the people. We used the box."
Oh, okay.
So one of the concerns in using TurboTax or Tax Cut is, you know, if you're proficient and you want to go through the questionnaire process, which is available through you, which TurboTax does very well, you'll be fine. But if you make a mistake, sometimes you have a very complicated year. You've taken an IRA distribution, or you've had a change in your family circumstances, or that some other financial circumstances arise which make your taxes a little more complicated, your financial circumstances a little more complicated. Sometimes the software is not going to give you all of that information, and you may end up making an error on the tax return, which will result in you receiving one of those funny-shaped envelopes from the IRS, and you're subject to either a desk audit or a correspondence audit.
Wow.
So if you want to avoid that, and you know you've had financially a very interesting or complicated year, you probably do want to check in with a tax professional, because they're going to give you advice that you're not going to get from the box.
From the box. And when you say the box, you're talking about from a software company and so on like that, right?
And let me just add this, that these typically the software programs do offer what they call audit protection, which is an extra $39 or $99. Mm-hmm. And it entitles you to maybe an hour's worth of consultation about whatever your tax issue is. Well, that's all well
and
nice.
It.
But you don't know who's on the other end of that phone. You certainly can't go and see them. And once your hour is up, your problem may not be finished. You're really in a pickle.
Yeah. We're talking with tax attorney Michelle Hallman. I want you to call in, listeners, if you have tax questions. This is a great opportunity. You can call in to 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. Attorney Michelle Hallman's company is called Taxology LLC. If you want to reach her directly, her phone number is 855-456-4636. That's 855-456-4636. Her website is mytaxology, just the way it's spelled, .com. And her direct email is Michelle with one L at mytaxology.com. So let's continue. Tell us also, you mentioned something about auditing. What are the things you can do to keep from being audited? I mean, as a tax expert, how do you avoid that? I've heard difficult experience.
There are a couple of things. And one thing you have to know is that the IRS uses a statistical program to see where your tax return and the numbers that you've entered on the tax return fall in an average of tax returns. So if you're outside the mean, the average, you're likely to get audited.
Mm-hmm.
So, and even if you've done everything correctly. So occasionally, and I've had this happen to a client, they had a rental property and there were a lot of, they got new renters in, and when they went into the house, they found out that they had a lot of repair expenses. That was an anomaly. The repairs were extensive. That ended up resulting in an audit. Fortunately, the client had very good records and had documented everything, including taking pictures. So there was absolutely no issue with that. So when you're outside of the average or anomalies happen, then it always becomes an issue. One of the red flags for me is when I review tax returns that other preparers have done and people have taken deductions. The deduction ends in a 0 or a 5. To me, that's always a red flag. So, for instance, if you're actually adding up your receipts, they never end in a 0. They might end in a 3 or a 5 or a 7. That actually says to me that you've added up all of the receipts, and that's a real number. When it's 350 or 400 or 1500, I always look at that number and I say, you're either estimating or you're guesstimating. That's not a real number. And it begs further review as far as I'm concerned. And I think the IRS feels that way, too.
Especially
if the deduction that you've taken is outside that mean that I've talked about.
Right.
Or is an anomaly.
Okay.
That almost invites scrutiny.
Okay.
Which is something that you really don't want.
Right.
The other thing that I would say is, and there are still people who do this, they file their return by paper. Please don't do that.
You can't file paper returns, really?
Please don't do that.
No, why you want to say that for us old folks that like to do our paper thing, you know?
Please don't do that. That's going the way of passbook savings accounts. That's not
people. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
that's not, been a long time. Yeah.
Yes, okay. And people, I remember that.
Yeah.
And people
me
are
too.
Wedded to that, but don't do it. Even at the volunteer.
Why not?
Time, I'll tell you why not. When you do it by paper, no matter how meticulous you are, you're doing it by hand. It's always subject to more errors.
Now, I got a lot of clients sitting out there right now who are in their 60s and their 70s and their
10s.
But I always did my thing by hand, and I don't do computers and stuff.
I know.
You're saying now not to do it that way.
Don't do it. If you absolutely...
Well, do it one way or the other, okay? Let's make that clear. If you got to do it by paper, do it. Don't not do it, okay?
But if at all possible and you can avoid it, don't do it by paper. And one of the reasons is electronically filed returns, only 1% of those actually have errors. For paper file returns, 20% of paper file returns actually have errors on it.
That really?
And if you're paper filing it, especially if you're doing it by hand, well, if you're paper filing, it means that an actual examiner is taking a look at your return. And they're looking at it. You're going to make a mistake. You're going to transpose a number. You may, your handwriting may be illegible. You may have a computational or math error. So you open yourself up for additional scrutiny, and that's probably something that you don't want. You want to just sail through the process, have your return electronically filed, and leave it at that. And then the other thing is, even if you send your return by paper and you send it certified mail, you are never, and I haven't seen it yet, I'd like the service to surprise me, you are never going to receive a return receipt.
Wow.
So there's never an acknowledgement that the IRS has actually received your return. So
wow.
you can swear up and down, I sent it on April 1st or I sent it on March 1st. Who's to say?
Whereas if you do it electronically,
you always have a record of
some kind of a receipt for it.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, now tell me something else. Oh, and those of you who are listening, if you want to ask her about that, please do call us at 1-800-450-7876. I can hear people in my head right now going, is she crazy? But yeah, this is the expert you're listening to here.
I have a few more years where you can still file by paper, and the IRS,
they're definitely moving in that direction.
And I have to tell you, as a preparer, if I file a return as by paper, I have to give substantiation to the IRS and tell them why I didn't file electronically.
Wow.
I'm a professional. I should know better.
Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Well, now, you are also a technology geek. I know that. Okay? I know that because I know you. You know? What are some easy, efficient ways of keeping your receipts other than shoeboxes?
Other than shoeboxes.
Yes, yes. Well, Some of us like our shoeboxes,
well,
okay?
There's one company, and Ethel, you know I love this company. I almost feel like I'm a shill for them, and it's called Shoeboxed with a D at the end.com.
Oh, okay.
And this is the way the service works. If you send in 5 receipts, they will scan it in and send you back a PDF.
Okay.
And those... And sending in those 5 receipts, free, absolutely free.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. And so, and then when you have up to 150 receipts or documents, what they'll do is, and I think there are people that still do this. You know how Netflix used to send you the little red envelope?
It was
prepaid.
Yeah.
They'll send you a blue envelope. You stuff the receipts in there. You send it back to them. They'll scan it. They'll put it in nicely organized. It'll have tabs on it, and it'll be detailed, and you're good to go.
Wow. And that's Shoeboxed, not E-D, but D.
Yep. Shoeboxed E-D.
E-D. Okay. ED.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's not expensive to do over 5?
No. I think the next pricing level up is $9.95.
Okay.
And you don't have to have it every single month. You can do it
whenever you're ready to.
Or you can do it quarterly if that makes sense for you. Or you can do it twice a year or once a year.
Okay. Do they organize the receipts for you by category or something?
Do.
They do.
They do.
Well, that's really handy.
They almost do everything for you except for hold your hand.
Wow.
And they send you an envelope. What could be better than that?
And they send the envelope to you.
Yeah, you don't even have to worry about how much postage to put on it. You just drop it in any mailbox, which means you don't even have to go to a post office. You can drop it in your local mailbox.
And it comes back to you. It
comes back to you.
Wow, that
customer,
is good.
And I have to say this, having used them, the customer service is excellent.
That's good to know. That's good. You know, so they're trustworthy, and you will see your receipts back, in other words. Yeah.
Because you know whether you've sent them 49 or 4. They make you tell, you know, they make you count for the number of receipts.
Okay.
So you just don't throw them in the envelope. You have to count.
Okay.
And then,
okay.
You know, I sent you 40 receipts, and then you'll get 40 receipts.
So that's Shoeboxed. You hear that, listeners? You can Shoebox your receipts. Okay.
Yeah.
What about other things like day to day, like business receipts or things like that? I mean, are there like things you can do with your phone? Can you take pictures of receipts? What kind of apps and programs are there for that kind of thing?
I'm also a big fan of CAM Scanner, C-A-M Scanner, S-C-A-N-N-E-R, which will allow you to take a copy or take a photo with your phone of a receipt or a business card or a document. And then you can send it to either Dropbox or Google Docs or even email it to yourself. as a PDF. It's an absolutely wonderful program.
That's CAM Scan?
Scanner.
Scanner.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's free.
And that's an app.
That's an app.
So you go to the App Store and get that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good for Samsung as well as iPhone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can use it on your phone, and then it'll go into your computer if you want it to?
Mm-hmm. You can send it as an email to yourself, or you can send it, if you're using a cloud storage system, you can send it to Dropbox or Google Docs. Or you can leave it on your phone.
Uh-huh. But you can categorize it. In other words, you can put it in a file for receipts, in
yes.
other words.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be yes. good. So then when you go to the accountant, you can just have everything already scanned in and stuff.
And your accountant will probably hug you and kiss you if you do that, because they don't yes. want to see those box of receipts any more than you do.
Yeah.
First
yeah.
of all, it's a big headache, and if they're really busy, you're going to go to the bottom of the pile.
Wow.
Well, because you know, now with your shoebox full of receipts, you're a project.
Yeah.
So we have
yeah.
and we have you know, other clients that we can do lickety split, so you kind of
Mm-hmm.
You're important,
down at the bottom.
Yes.
But
you go, your priority level changes a little bit because
yeah.
The scope of the project or the scope of the work is a little
is a little bit more.
And
yeah.
labor-intensive.
Yeah, that is. That is. Yeah. That is. Wow. So, my listeners, do you hear that? Give us a call at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We're talking to Attorney Michelle Hallman. She is our tax expert today, and she's giving us some real good practical information.
Make it easy on yourself.
April 15th, I like that.
April 15th does not have to be a day of dread, even though I think part of the reason that people dread it is because they have to look back on how they use their money over the course of the year. And I think that fills people with trepidation.
Uh-huh.
It's not a reckoning. It's just you paying your
taxes. Well, now suppose you have done your tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. And you owe some money, and you don't have the money. What do you do then, okay? Because that happens, needless to say. What do you tell people to do? You see this tax return. You see this big figure down at the bottom that says you owe X amount.
Okay.
What do you do?
This is what you do.
I mean, a lot of people freeze, and they hold it. They don't know what to do.
Yeah,
what
that,
do they do?
And that problem is never going away. So the temptation is to sit there almost like a deer.
Mm-hmm. In the headlights, yeah.
And where is this money coming from? What am I going to do? So here's what you do. All right, if you do owe money, you're going to get a 1040V, which is the voucher.
Okay.
And at the bottom of the voucher, it'll have your name and your address, your Social Security number, and the total amount of the tax bill. You don't have to pay the whole tax amount.
You don't.
You have to pay a portion of it.
Okay.
When you submit your tax return.
So does the voucher come automatically with the tax return?
If you file electronic.
Okay.
All right. That's one of those advantages. So,
okay.
And then you submit that 1040V with whatever the payment amount is, $50 or $100.
Okay.
Okay. So you still owe the rest of the money, but you filed your taxes on time.
Yeah, because that's a big deal. They'll give you a penalty if you don't even file it on time.
They will. And you owe money, you'll get a penalty, and interest accrues at 3%.
Right. For failure to pay.
Yeah. You want to do that, and then pay, like I said, pay as much as you can through the 1040V. Sometimes if people, and I've had clients that have done this, they've paid it with a credit card. If they have a mileage card or they have a card that has some kind of credits on it.
That's an idea.
They pay it on the credit card, and then they're able to get those mileage points.
That's an idea,
okay,
listeners.
So that's
a good idea. So you can pay it either with a check, I guess, by putting the routing number and stuff like that on the voucher.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay it with your credit card and get points on your card if you want to.
If you want to do that.
Okay, and then pay it over a period of time if you want to.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Or you can actually send in the 1040V with a small amount of money, and then you can also ask for a six month extension.
Okay, so if you don't have those ways of paying it, let's say you really don't have the money and you don't have access to the credit, or for whatever reason don't want to use it for that purpose, you can ask for time to pay your taxes.
You can get an extension, or the other thing is you can also engage in an installment plan.
Okay. We're going to take a break and come right back. This is some really good information. So come right back and give us a call. We've got the expert in the house today.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of.
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, aunt, son.
Learn FAST, F-A-S-T, the sudden signs of a stroke, and you could save...
Your friend, your best friend, teacher, boss, coach.
F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
Welcome back. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I'm your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell, and we are getting some excellent technical and expert advice from our tax expert, Attorney Michelle Hallman. Give us a call at 1-800-450-7876 if you have any questions. Just before the break, you were explaining to us what to do if you cannot afford to pay the tax that you owe. Can you explain a little bit more about, is there an installment plan option available with the IRS? How does that work, please?
Well, when it comes to installment agreements, and I tell my clients, you can do one of two things. You can handle your business or you can make arrangements.
Okay.
So you can make arrangements with the IRS, mm-hmm. and that would be through an installment agreement. You can get up to 72 months to pay your outstanding tax bill.
Okay.
And there's a formula. You file a form, I think it's 433A,
mm-hmm.
And you tell them how much your income is. You talk about other expenses that you may have, and then mm-hmm. you work with the IRS on a payment amount that's reasonable given what your other obligations are. They're not trying to pauperize you, but they are trying to get you to make the payment.
Make the payments, yeah. And if you do that, do they charge you interest and penalty?
They charge you interest.
Interest, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, and so the installment plan.
Yeah, I think of it as almost like a credit card.
Okay.
So for every year that the installment agreement is in place, there is interest accruing.
Okay.
And it's nominal interest. It's not uh-huh. you know, it's not credit card interest rates where it's 12% or 14%.
Right.
But the government they look at it as if they are lending you money which you're not entitled to.
I see. So we're listening to Attorney Michelle Hallman. Let me give you her website again. It's www.mytaxology.com. Her phone number is 855-456-4636. And her email address is Michelle with one L at mytaxology.com. If you have tax questions, if you have tax audits, if you have tax controversies, if you need a tax attorney to go with you, attorney and CPA and lots of experience.
No CPA, but
no
CPA.
Okay. Yes. She can go with you before the tax court if necessary, certainly to the IRS. And you've done this for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. And I think when you get a notice from the IRS, the first thing that people tend to do is they freeze up and they're scared. What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And the notice simply is asking you for additional information.
Okay.
And you should treat it as an informational request. If it seems a little onerous or it seems like, oh, my goodness, I can't get all mm-hmm. these documents together, certainly get a professional.
Okay.
Okay. Most of the audits are usually correspondence audits where you mm-hmm. can send in tax documents. Occasionally, the IRS will ask you to come to their office with the documents.
Mm-hmm.
And those are a little more serious. And I would suggest that anyone who has an appointment and it's already been scheduled on the notice that they received, they should hire somebody. They should
somebody to go with them.
Don't go by yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get into trouble.
Don't go by yourself. I hope everybody's listening to that. Yeah.
Don't go by yourself because then you'll be painted in a corner. And you'll want to wiggle out, and you may end up paying more money than you have to.
Right.
And you may not have done anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
The presumption, I think, when everybody receives a notice is, oh my goodness, I got caught. Sometimes the IRS, a lot of times I should say, the IRS makes mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have been truthful and accurate on your returns, then that will all come out, and you walk through the audit scot free, or mm-hmm. walk out of the audit scot free.
Very good, very good.
Without a care or worry in the world, and then you just have to do it all over again the next year.
The next year, right, right, right. And hopefully next year you will take your advice and get shoeboxed with all of your receipts,
yes,
as well as CAM Scanner. Use the app for your receipts as well.
Which will also, and I have to say this about CAM Scanner, which is one of the other things that I like about it, is if you're tracking your mileage, CAM Scanner, through your GPS tracking program on your phone, will also track the number of miles, business miles that you've done.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that would be real handy for me.
Yeah, because you travel a lot.
I do a lot of driving. Yeah, different appointments and presentations and stuff like that.
In the olden days, you used to get a little notebook and you would write down the number of miles.
Honey, I got my little vehicle book in my car right now. Are you kidding?
Oh, my goodness.
I wrote mine down yesterday, in fact, my 61 miles to Crofton. Yep, sure did. 100 miles to Owens Mills on Thursday.
Before we leave today, I'm going to make sure that you would install that on your phone.
Thank
so you. Don't do that. It'll be so much.
Wow,
it'll be so much easier.
That'll be so much easier.
Because you know what, Ethel? Here's the other thing and I said this at the top of the hour, that people take deductions and then they estimate how many miles they travel.
Yeah.
Oh, I traveled 17,500 miles. No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You traveled 16,482 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there needs to be a little more accuracy about that. And it's not the fact that it ends in a 5 and a 0 that's really problematic. What's problematic is when, for instance, maybe you've traveled 30,000 miles and the IRS looks at that deduction and they say, I'm not real sure about that.
That sounds like a whole lot.
Yeah, you might have actually traveled that many miles, but, you have
to be able to prove it.
Yes, and if you have 30 miles and, 30,423 miles, it just looks like a much more legitimate number.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it could be. And what it says is that you have been very meticulous about recording those miles and that you're paying attention to it and you're not just throwing any number out there.
I see. What about charitable deductions? Like when you take let's say clothes and stuff to Goodwill or to the Salvation Army, and they give you these little receipts and so forth. How do you say what the value of those items are? Because usually you don't keep your receipts for those things.
Sometimes people do. But what ends up happening is you get those receipts and the charitable organization will allow you to put down whatever you think is the amount.
The value. Right.
And there's different ways to value the items that you've donated. You can either do it by looking at comparable sales at a flea market or on eBay or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's an item that you purchased new and you still have the receipt, so you have an idea how much it is.
Mm-hmm.
The question, I had a very interesting question. Someone asked me just that same kind of question, but they said, well, what happens when I drop off a bag of clothing to Goodwill and I can put down any amount I want? Why can't I put down $10,000?
Well, now that might be a little problematic, yes.
I know they would be facetious to make a point, but the point is well taken.
Mm-hmm.
There is a limit. If it's more than, if your charitable deductions are more than, and I think the number is something like 60% of your adjusted gross income, which is that last line on the first page of the 1040, it's not probable. It's not likely that you've actually donated that amount of money.
Okay.
If you're
and isn't there something like if it's more than $250, you need to have an actual receipt
or
something like that?
Yes.
How does that work? I know it's something like that.
Well, there's a difference between cash contributions and non-cash contributions. So
right.
We were talking about clothing and that kind of stuff. Typically, if it's over $500, you definitely will need a receipt from the charitable organization. Cash contributions, absolutely. People do cash contributions. They give to their church. They tithe. And you'll get a receipt.
Get a receipt from your church.
Yeah,
right. That's an important one.
Mm-hmm,
it is. I just got a very good question from my daughter, who's a lawyer, bless her heart. And she wants to know, some of her law and business school friends have been catapulted into a new income and thus a tax bracket when they graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting slammed come tax time. What are some better savings or investment options that have smaller tax obligations or can help them to have smaller tax obligations?
First thing I would say, absolutely, if your company has a 401k or a 403b, maximize that deduction.
Okay, any kind of retirement contribution.
Maximize it.
Why is that?
Well, oftentimes with those plans, the employer will match up to three. I've seen 3, 4, 5%.
Okay.
And it's a before tax contribution.
So you're reducing your income
directly. Right. You're reducing your income directly.
Uh-huh.
And it's pushing you into a lower tax bracket.
Okay. So if you're making $60,000 a year, say, and you put $10,000 into your retirement account, regardless of the matching, then you're only going to pay taxes on $50,000 because that's a direct deduction on your income tax.
I couldn't have said it better.
Okay. All right.
That's very good.
That's a good one.
And if you want to verify that, you can go to the IRS.gov and look at the tax tables, and you'll see that the difference between the amount that you will pay on income of $60,000 versus $50,000 may not be a princely sum, but it does mean that you are
paying less taxes.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's important. So,
that's one.
And the benefit is that money will now grow until you're ready to retire.
Right, so, right. So that's a biggie.
Punch. There's no downside to that.
Right. What else can they do?
Newly catapulted into wealth.
When you graduate from school, and you've got all these student loan debts.
Pay your student loans.
Do you get a deduction for the interest on your student loans?
Yes.
Okay.
You absolutely do. But the form that comes is a 1098-E.
Uh-huh. Education?
Yes, education.
Okay.
And a portion of your student loan payment, whether you're paying monthly or bimonthly, is taxed as principal, and then there's a portion that's interest. Uh-huh. The interest up to a certain amount is deductible.
Okay.
So you get to deduct that.
You get to deduct the interest on your loans.
And I have seen, surprisingly, and it's a reflection on the amount of student loans that unfortunately students are carrying.
It's outrageous.
That amount can be fairly large.
Uh-huh.
So don't overlook that.
Okay. And then can you increase your charitable giving as another way of reducing your taxes? Is that something you can do?
Yes, a lot of people do that. A lot of people will take out money directly from their checks through the United Way.
Okay, so an organization like that.
Right.
Okay.
And so you can give to an organization of your choice.
On a regular basis to HBCU or alumni organizations or churches?
Absolutely.
Can you do like that? That will help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the mortgage interest deduction if you buy a home? Does that help people?
Oh, yes, that certainly does. It works pretty much the same way that the 1098-E does because of the mortgage payment that you make. Part of that is principal and part of that is interest.
Mm-hmm.
The interest portion is deductible on your taxes.
Okay.
As are the real estate taxes.
Okay. Right. So in other words, what you're saying is they need to use up every kind of deduction you can think of, you know, buy a house as soon as you can so you can get the interest
That's
deduction.
Right, so it's comfortable.
Keep copies of any job search opportunities. Mm-hmm. Those are deductible.
At resume costs, if you bought very, very expensive paper for whatever, or maybe you've done a presentation for your employer. I've seen this where prospective employees have to come and do a presentation and they have to give a handout to perhaps a a board or a panel of interviewers.
Hmm.
That's all deductible.
Oh, that's deductible.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you paid somebody to help you with your resume mm-hmm. or help you with your job search, all that's deductible
all
as well.
All of that's deductible.
Okay. Okay.
As long as it's in the same line of work that you are presently in.
Presently in or applying for, say you just graduated from business school,
right.
then that's okay. Or you just graduated from law school and you go somewhere for an interview.
Right.
Although nowadays, a lot of times the firms pay for you to come, you know. But if you're paying it for yourself, that's a deduction, you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, that's important to know. That's important to know. Because, you know, a lot of our children, that's what's happening. They're getting out of school and they're finally making some money and then the tax man cometh, as they would say.
Not a bad thing.
The tax man cometh.
That's not
you
a
know,
bad thing.
But you gotta have a good. I always say too, have a good financial advisor, because a lot of times our young people have a lot of money now. They're making money, but they need somebody to help them plan what to do with it.
And they don't need to check in with the advisor on an annual basis, though that's a good habit to get into. But especially when you're first starting out and mm-hmm. your career is on the rise, you do want to check in. You want to make a 5-year plan, a 3-year plan to mm-hmm. ensure that you're doing all of the things that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And as you hit those milestones, purchasing a house, you know, maybe buying a much more expensive vehicle, deciding that you want to take a vacation on an mm-hmm. annual basis, those are things that you should be able to plan for, and you can work that into your budget.
Yeah.
As you get more money, there are more problems, and it becomes much more sophisticated.
Yeah. I had a client once who graduated from Howard University. This was some years ago. And what he did was when he first got out of school, he bought a condo.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kept saving and saving. He was a good saver. And the next thing he did was he bought a house.
Okay.
And then the next thing he did was he used the house as leverage to buy another house. And before he was 35 years old, he owned about 6 or 7 houses.
Good plan.
And the rental income from the houses would pay for themselves. And also after a few years, the equity he built up gave him the money to buy other properties. Mm-hmm. And by the time he was 45, he could retire and still have enough money just from the rental income that he was making.
Smart
and
guy.
All those things were deductions mm-hmm. for him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably one of the best examples of anybody that I knew who had done a very good job of managing their money right out of school. That was his plan, and that's what he did.
And he stuck to his plan, which was admirable.
Yeah, he didn't buy any fancy car. He didn't buy anything too expensive, you know. And he had a regular job. I mean, he also had a job. You know, he had a regular job, and he was still paying his income, you know, his retirement, mm-hmm. and he got his benefits through his job, and he married and had kids, and, you know, and so he was also building toward a retirement in a regular job as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, and nobody knew that he had all this other stuff.
Ah.
You know, he was just very quiet, really cool guy, and had a family, you know, and I was just amazed when he came in and he had all these houses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the secret,
I was like, you go on.
He's one of those secret millionaires.
That's right.
They build their wealth very
quietly. That's right.
Quietly.
Very quietly.
They make smart business moves.
Yes.
Nothing fancy.
Yeah.
But 10 years into the plan, it works very nicely.
If people are listening and would like to learn more about that, there's a series of books. I've forgotten the name of the author, but it's called The Millionaire Next Door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I recommend everybody should buy and read The Millionaire Next Door
mm-hmm.
and also The Wealthy Barber.
That's
another
one.
The Wealthy Barber. That's another one where they teach you as a young person how a person who you don't think makes a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
you know, how he was able to parlay the money that he makes into a very successful and wealthy lifestyle, you know, but very quietly,
very quietly.
But being prudent and smart about his business.
And that's what you need to do. Just
that's
small, smart moves.
Yeah.
You don't have to make a big flashy move. You
can't, mm-hmm.
And it's unrealistic to think that you're going to make it all in one business transaction.
Yeah. Yeah,
Even if you save 10% of your salary every year, aside from the maximum contribution to your 403b.
Yeah, you want to do the 401k
You will
contributions.
Not, if you're 20 or you're in your 20s or early, you will not regret that.
Mm-mm. Because it grows longer.
Yes.
It grows longer.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. Because you get to be in retirement age real fast. Real fast. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh,
we'll have to have you come back sometime.
I would love to come back.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
We really enjoyed you. You gave us some good practical advice. Thank you very much. You have been listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Each week we bring you information that I hope is practical and useful. We'll have another good program for you next week. I do want to give my phone number out again. If you want me to come, I've been doing a lot of presentations lately. So if you would like me to come to do a presentation for your church or your organization, please give me a call at 202-772-1988. I'm going to speak a little bit more next week about a wonderful presentation from a client whose will left a percentage of her residuary estate to So Others May Eat and to Howard University.
Oh, that's nice.
And we made a lovely presentation with her family to So Others May Eat this week as well. And that was very, very, that's the kind of thing I'm trying to get a lot of more people to do.
They should.
Because it helps organizations who do really good work in the community. And she was by no means a millionaire. She was not a wealthy person, you know, or I don't think she had gone to college, or if she did, it was minimally. But she just had a big heart, and she was able to just say in her will, I want a percentage of what I have left over. After I've given to my family, given to my friends, given to my church, then these are some organizations that I want to support.
That was lovely.
And I'm trying to get more and more people to think of doing that.
And they should. And they should also know that they can do an iLet.
That's a whole nother conversation.
That's another show.
We
huh?
do not even know. We haven't even talked about islets yet. Okay, that's a whole nother.
So that
that's an irrevocable life insurance trust she's talking about there. Yeah, I have to do a show on that.
Everybody,
but,
you have to tune in.
Yeah,
who's going to talk about that?
We're going to talk about that. Yeah, there's a lot to. There's a lot there, but a lot of people have a lot of value in their property in this area
that
because houses
them.
Are so expensive nowadays. And so that's a great place where you're going to sell the house when the person dies. Okay, so there's going to be a big pot of money left over. And you can easily say, take care of my family, yes, but there's a percentage that I want to give to charity. And that's what I'm trying to get more and more people to do. And a lot of people who are single and or have no children, they have even more of an opportunity to do those kinds of things. Because, I mean, everybody can do it, but a lot of people who are single say to me, I don't need to do this. And in fact, they
do.
They do even more, and a lot of the strides in education came from single people or from people who didn't have children donating parts of their estates to education.
Yes.
To educational facilities. That's our Harvard and Yale and Phillips Exeter Academy, I know, got a huge amount of money from single people that became part of their endowment.
WOL Washington.
Okay. So listen in next week, and we will be back.
WKYS
Have a good
HD2
week.
Washington.
Have a good week. Goodbye. Is that all? Okay.
WOL Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMNJ HD2 Bethesda, a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
Psst. Yeah, you, it's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's
What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. Play at the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
Welcome, NBA fans. Tonight's NBA
Man,
matchup.
Nothing beats seeing an NBA game in person.
Hey, buddy, thanks again for driving.
So, where are our seats?
Oh, we're sitting right around the corner.
Hey, but before we do anything, let me stop for a second at the designated driver booth and make the pledge.
Excuse me, sir, did you say designated driver?
Yeah, I'm the designated driver tonight.
Congratulations, you are a winner. And for being the designated driver and always buckling up, every trip, every time, you have won the adoration of your friends and family who will get home safely from the game.
Cool!
Your prize also includes the gratitude of all of the drivers on the road who won't have to fear for their lives. And finally, you've won the chance to follow your favorite NBA team to the NBA Finals because responsibility has its rewards.
Woo! Yeah!
To find out more, visit the designated driver booth at the arena or visit rhir.org. A message from this station and Team Coalition.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures. A stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college. This is beyond a simple donation. It's the opportunity for America to invest in its kids and take an active stake in the future of the country. The return on your investment isn't money. What you get back is knowing you protected our potential. So one day, that potential can grow up to become surgeons and architects, executives and engineers, people who can change the future just by being a part of it. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of...
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak?